Hey, mate. The game has moved on from tomorrow. I believe it's not been playing at Optus, I mean, at Domain Stadium. You boys been given any reasons why it's been moved on?
I've literally just been told that about 20 seconds ago, so I know as much as you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not sure.
Were you going to play much on the weekend?
No, I think I've been ruled out for this week. Just a bit of load management. I played 88 minutes last week, plus international rules and a big summer, so I won't play this one and I'll play JLT tomorrow.
So a good opportunity for a few guys to get out and get a few more minutes in?
It is. We'll be able to potentially bring one or two players in, some of our senior guys that didn't play last week, as well as potentially look at a couple of other first-year players. Chera in particular might come up and play some minutes, so some more exposure would be good for them.
Who will captain in your absence, Nathan?
I don't know. A fair selection to choose from.
It's going to be a pretty strong team in that, like you're treating it quite seriously, mate.
Again, we haven't had much direction from Ross as far as what he wants to get out of this game, but I would bet that it would be along the lines of putting in a fairly solid team and trying to build on what we did last week and really get ourselves ready for round one against Port Adelaide.
What will it be like taking on the Eagles in, it's not even a JLT match, it's another separate pre-season match. What do you think that'll be like for the players against a team that's considered your arch enemy kind of thing?
I'm not sure. It definitely won't have the spice or the build-up or the rivalry that a normal derby would have. But it's just an opportunity for our AFL team to verse another AFL team and practice our structures and focus on our footy.
Guess another degree to it is also no fans as well. Probably the first time I think the Eagles and Dockers have played in front of no one. That'd be an interesting one as well.
Is that right? Yeah, okay. It's going to be a pretty empty stadium.
How's your body tracking that? Obviously, a big pre-season, you said, but how are you feeling? Because a lot of people are saying, you know, look like you're back to your best. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. Last year was always going to be a build year, and I was able to have a good summer, good off-season, play that international rules, which put me ahead of the curve slightly. And touch wood, I've done pretty much 100% of the pre-season program. Was able to play solid minutes last week, so everything's trending in the right direction for a big start to the year.
Have you sort of surprised yourself then in how much you've been able to complete in terms of to the degree of the quality of it as well?
Not really. I set myself to have a big pre-season, and we've got the best strength and conditioning coaches possible. That really set me up, and I had no niggles or setbacks. Now what the universe has in store for me for the next couple of months and throughout the year is unknown, but I've qualified at this stage and done everything I could and look forward to playing.
Did you change anything, Nathan? Like, did you work on any other specific aspect of your physical preparation than you might have in previous years?
One or two slight tweaks here and there. But for me now, 26, been in the system 9 years, most of the things are consolidated and most of the experimenting about what I can do with my body has been achieved, and from here it's about getting my mind in the right place and really getting as many hours of high level touch and football in the system as I can to get ready for round one.
In those 9 years you won a Brownlow medal, just looking at where you are at the moment, a lot of excitement about where you're at the moment. Do you feel you're in better shape than you were going into that Brownlow medal year?
I don't think better, it's hard to quantify better, but I'm now 3 years older and wiser, and I've seen three more cycles of the AFL system, so certainly I feel as physically ready as I was going to that year, and potentially more developed as a leader and as an understanding of football goes.
What did you learn from your first year as skipper, and what would you like to bring to the second year?
Learned a lot. Handled some things well and handled some things potentially poorly. And for the next 12 months, I really want to continue to grow as a leader and work with the leadership group. I've got great counsel in Dave Mundy and Aaron Sanderland, senior players, to help guide me along. But now we've fortunate enough to have some fresh faces in the group, Bradley Hill, Alex Pearce, two really popular guys who give good touch points across the whole dynamic of our playing list.
What were some of the things that you feel that perhaps you didn't handle as well as you should have?
Dealing with personal form and leadership at the same time is quite a juggling act, quite a challenge. And as the season wore on, I felt I got more accustomed to doing that, mentally and physically prepping to play yourself, as well as being a barometer for the team and a gauge on the energy of the group and leading, transferring the messages of the senior coach back to the playing group. So as the year went on, I got better and better, and hopefully this year will be an extension of that.
Now that you've got the leadership group in place, no doubt you're seen as a sort of mentoring group. How much will you mentor Harley when he comes back?
It's an interesting question. Harley's got his challenges in front of him, and probably something I haven't really thought about, to be honest. But when he comes back, he will lean towards players that have a bigger influence on him. And in our group, Michael Walters and Brad Hill in particular are guys that he looks up to and have close relationships with. So certainly part of my role is to delegate to those two, and they'll do what they do from a leadership capacity.
There's been a bit of talk that the club has approached James Hurt to come and have a role here. What do you make of that?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Great.
What do you think he'll be able to bring to the club?
This is literally the first I'm hearing of it. He's an idol of mine, and that would be unreal, but I can't really comment because you're breaking the news to me now.
What do you think he sort of adds to the club with his knowledge and experience with the game?
James Hurt?
Yeah.
I can't really comment on it because it's at the moment it's purely speculation, so I can't comment.
But to have someone with that talent around, why did you love him so much growing up?
Why I love James Hurt as a player? Because he was a gun, he impacted at big moments, but me commenting on him potentially being a coach, it wouldn't be appropriate at this time.
He's a player people liken you to at times, Nathan. Is he a player that you modelled yourself on when he was running around?
Yeah. How are we going? Yeah.
can you talk a bit about Alex Pearce, given that he missed so much footy, he's played one game back, and now he's in the leadership group? It's a fairly big vote of confidence.
Absolutely. Alex really set himself 18 months ago after his injury that when he came back, he wanted to impact as a player, but impact as a leader as well. And the growth that he's taken within this group has been quite substantial. Alex lived with me for a couple of years, and watching him develop as a professional athlete from a preparation point of view, but as well as his awareness for other players and the impact that he can have, he becomes a real asset for our leadership group.
What impresses you most about him?
He's a fierce competitor. He has a desire to win and improve. And now what the bonus over the last 12 months has done is that he wants to improve other people as well and drag other people with him. He knows at 22 that he's quite a big influencer on the guys younger than him. So as well as being a key pivotal defender for us, one that I think can become a top five defender in the league in the next 2 years. He adds a leadership element to that as well.
And Brad Hill?
Brad is probably the most popular guy on our list and had a huge year last year. What he brings is the players have seen what he's achieved in his individual career, and they know that when they run out alongside Brad, what he's going to deliver for them. We've got to work with Brad and develop his leadership skills and ability. His game day, his understanding of footy is high level, and we think over the next 12 months he's really going to grow into a quality leader.
What sort of nick is Aaron Sandlands in this year?
Career best. I think Aaron showed last week that when he's fit, he's arguably still the best ruckman in the comp. So hasn't done much wrong over the summer, and we're hopeful to get a lot of footy out of him this year.
Now, have you had any dialogue with Harley at all in the 8 week period?
No.
Do you expect that he'll be back on Monday when the ban's up?
Is that 8 week ban up Monday? Okay. Again, this is one that is out of the players' and leaders' hands at the moment. It is firmly in the hands of the senior coach, Steve Rossage and Chris Bond. But when he comes back in, and hopefully he does, he'll be welcomed in, and he'll get to work and hopefully be a vital part of our team.